Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Mad Hatter Cast. My name is Matt.
I'm David.
I'm Jeff.
Yes, we have a new host. I know I wasn't on last week. I am a slacker, and honestly, it was Agatha all along, and she kicked me out.
That is not a nice thing to say about your wife, Matt.
No, it's not. No, no.
Did she kill the dog, too?
She killed Sparky.
No.
Wait.
She definitely...
Not Pepper.
No, Pepper's still good.
Good.
Sharon would never kill Pepper. Anyways, so...
Also, I would never actually call his wife a witch. That's horrible.
That's pretty bad, Jeff.
Yeah,
Jeff,
I can't do that.
Anyway, so we are coming to you right now on Sunday, a couple days past, whatchamacallit? What are we talking about?
WandaVision.
Episode 8.
Yeah.
WandaVision Episode 8, I always get this wrong. It's basically the one before...
Penultimate.
The season... Yeah, penultimate episode. Yeah. It's the one before...
Isn't this previous scene on? Isn't it the title?
Previously on.
Oh, previously on.
Previously on.
Yep. Yeah.
Which is interesting because they're really doubling down on this motif of sitcoms, which I kind of actually like. I mean, going into this, I was a little weary of this season because it's a TV show and it's not a Marvel movie.
Yeah. Sure.
But they've exceeded 100%
of
my expectations.
If you are, so if we're going to continue, because they did, just a weird side note rant, at the very end of this episode, someone pointed out that it doesn't say please stand by when the credits roll.
Yes.
Because we're no longer,
it doesn't, because
we're no longer in the hex.
Because we're in the real world.
Okay, so the title for the...
I mean, we're still in the hex, but we're not in Wanda's sitcom.
So it's all sitcom titles, and this one's previously on, which is sitcom title. What would be... Do you think the last episode's going to be called season finale?
Oh, my God. That'd be so funny, though. That's fine with me.
Wouldn't that be? That'd be okay.
I don't know what they're going to call it.
What would they call it?
I think, like, going over the episode, there's a lot to unpack. As David said in his last... I actually listened to most of the last episode.
Did you?
Now I can admit that we're all here. Yeah. Because I got to make sure you guys didn't make me look like an idiot.
Dude,
thank you for not doing that.
Spoke nothing but highly of you.
You told us to...
You really did.
To be terrible to you, though. Like...
Yeah, you like I was expecting.
We're not good at that.
I'm like a little let down.
We're not good at that.
But you guys are good guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for carrying this thing and talking about Endgame for 2 hours. I mean, that's fine.
That's fine. But now that you're on.
It's not 2 years later, but it's fine.
Yeah, but now that you're on,
I went and watched it after David went home.
I did too.
You know what?
I don't know about you guys. So this weekend, after watching episode 8 of WandaVision, I watched Civil War. I watched Ultron, Civil War, and I watched Doctor Strange last night.
Yes. So that's what I was going to say. So Thursday night, I watched Doctor Strange. Couldn't sleep, so I was like, I'm going to watch Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
I just clicked on me this time watching it because I only watched it a couple times because I liked the movie, but I also haven't given it its fair share.
One of my favorite Marvel movies. Just a heads up.
It's Celtic magic.
One of my favorites.
They changed it from, like, Tibetan or whatever. But it's Celtic.
No, well, technically it's
Eldritch magic.
Eldritch, yeah.
Eldritch magic, but the ancient one is Celtic.
Yeah, just because she's Celtic doesn't mean the magic is Celtic.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Very true.
Doctor Strange is a New Yorker.
Yeah,
is that right?
New Yorker magic.
New Yorker? A New Yorker?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm making it up. I'm not from here.
New Yorker
here.
Magic. Yeah. We make really good bagels and pizza.
New Yorkian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, let's dive into this episode because we got a lot to unpack with this one. So, episode starts off kind of right where it left off after the flashback of the Salem witch trials.
Yeah. That's pretty...
What are your guys' thoughts on that?
Well, clearly, witches are evil and have no place in society.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Burn them.
They weren't just women dancing and being women.
Yeah, learning math.
That's a whole nother thing.
Legit. Wait.
Learning math.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we get to this scene where it looks like Agatha, Agnes, Jen Barkley, whatever you want to call her, is being dragged to this stake. So you think, okay, she's being persecuted as a witch. But long behold, it's actually her coven. So there's a total of 9 witches. Which I'll get to when we talk about something a little bit later.
Yeah.
There's 9 witches. long story short, the one accuses her of going above her powers and her station.
It's her mom.
I think it's Eleonora.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
So we get this whole big scene, heavy CGI, of the witches trying to drain Agatha of her life force, and all of a sudden, everything turns to purple, and she drains the life force from everybody, and then her mother tries. The interesting thing is that crown that's on her mother, which I thought was very interesting, because the Scarlet Witch in the comics had a crown. So we get to the scene, and we go through everything, and long story short, Agatha kills everybody and steals the brooch, and then everything kind of fades purple smoke to where we left off last week.
Also, the Marvel logo turns purple instead of red. Yes. Great stroke.
So there was,
I read somewhere that there was sounds leading into this episode from Wanda's trauma. So Vision Stone being plucked out of her.
Yeah.
You have to really listen to it. It was on my third watch.
Yeah, it was her, playing with the blocks before Ultron, and then there's another one. I don't remember what it was.
I think it was.
It might have just been her getting smacked across the face by Thanos. Yeah.
I think that's what it was. Yeah. Yeah, it was those three things, and then it was Vision Stone coming out. So we got so much to talk about. This episode was heavy.
All right, let's jump real quick. Hold on. So let's talk about the crown, which is going to kind of fast forward, because obviously at the very end of the episode, she calls Wanda the Scarlet Witch as in a myth. Like, you are a myth. You are like the one and only, which sounds like a title being passed down. And if we do look at I don't know how you guys went to this, but if we jump into where she sees the Mind Stone, she sees her future self coming. Has a crown.
It looks like she's got a crown on her head in the silhouette.
Yeah.
Let's do Mad Hatter cast like how we normally do it.
How's that?
We'll just jump all over the freaking place.
Sounds about
might
right.
As well,
I don't have experience on it, but that's how my brain works. So
no. That's how mine.
So
does.
Welcome to the Mad Hatter cast. There's no rhyme or reason.
Yeah.
Us talking.
I have a question.
Hold on.
Wait, you okay?
If you haven't seen episode 8, just don't listen to this. Spoiler, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm not doing spoilers because it's 2 days after. If you haven't seen it, you want to watch. I don't know why you want to listen to us.
Yeah, Jesus.
Recap,
yeah, for real.
We all over the place.
That doesn't make sense.
If you have ADD, this is your place.
This is where it's, for real. Okay.
I have a question about Mad Hattercast, since this is only like my first episode with Matt actually on it.
Yeah.
What are you referencing as the Mad Hatter? Because
I
hate
off,
Alice in Wonderland, and it's always confused me.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. So we started off this podcast as a...
Do we have the acronym? It's an acronym, by the way.
It is an acronym for what the podcast was, but you beats me whatever it meant. It was like Matt and Dave heckle about... Something. It was this whole big thing that Gabe Guzman made up.
No,
for us.
Actually, I did.
Oh,
yeah,
you made
I was
it
one
up?
Who made up. I'm really good with acronyms, and so it was Matt.
I guess so, because
Matt and Dave heckle about tenuous theological. What was the last errors regarding something? It was something like that. It's been a minute, but yeah,
it's been a long time.
We've gotten a little off the rails from the original idea then.
So the original idea was basically me and Dave talking about...
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Like theological errors and conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
And then that turned into us drinking a lot and then yelling at each other.
Yeah, that's what happened.
And then I got bored talking about conspiracy theories because 90% of them are stupid.
And then we just went straight to pop culture, video games.
Well, we went straight to pop culture, which
I was asked the other day, and I'm like, I have no idea. Like, maybe Mad Hatter is a DC villain or something? I don't know.
No.
The Mad Hatter is a DC villain, but that's a whole other thing.
No, here's the thing. If you do watch Alice in Wonderland and you read it, the Mad Hatter is a lot like how we conversate. Like, it's a little bit all over the place, a little bit incoherent, but there's some weird truth in between what's going on because we're whacked out of our mind because we made hats with mercury and we're just losing it. So that
we made the tinfoil hats.
Exactly.
Anyways, but like it's going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
That's basically how
that's a good way of looking at it. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's how I look at it now is like we're going down the rabbit hole of things.
Now.
So we're like, obviously we're not the white bunny or whatever, but it works.
Yeah.
It works. So we kept the name because we thought about changing the name. We really did.
Yeah.
Could be like.
But anyways, Matt, let's get back to Wanda.
Matt Hat. No, that's dumb. I don't want a Matt Hat.
That is dumb, Jeff.
Jeff, that is dumb.
Nobody wants to wear me as a hat. Anyway, so we get to the scene where they're in the basement and. All right, can we talk about it? Is Mephisto going to show up?
Because oh, yeah.
All the signs are there.
Absolutely.
I mean,
or is it Nightmare?
Dude, if I remember this right, many Salem witches would have claimed Satan, or I guess the devil in particular,
as their husband.
Yeah. So, it makes sense. Also, isn't Old Scratch like an old name for the devil?
Yeah.
Yes. So, Senor Scratchy the Rabbit, everybody's like, it's Nicholas Scratch. I'm like, no, they're not bringing him in because he's a B-rate character that means nothing.
Iron Man was a B character too.
No.
Yeah, but Iron Man still had things.
No.
Iron Man was a B character because Marvel the MCU couldn't use their top properties.
All right,
X-Men, Spider-Man, Fantastic Four.
If Iron Man was
B, the Hulk, which is so weird, they sold the Hulk.
Yeah.
If Iron Man was a B character, then Agatha's like an F character.
Yeah, but she makes sense in this story, but you don't need to have another F character.
The reason why. So do we need to dive into who Agatha is?
Not.
She's the person that ran the campaign for Paul Rudd.
Leslie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, it wasn't Paul Rudd, was it? I don't remember.
Quick side note about Agatha in the comics. Agatha was a centuries-old witch that was in the Salem witch trials. She ended up being a mentor to Wanda in West Coast Avengers, the precursor to House of M. Long story short, she wiped Wanda's memories because Wanda realized that her kids were fake and they were pieces of Mephisto's soul. Agatha also was the caretaker to Franklin Reed.
Reed Richards' kid.
Reed Richards and Sue Storm, or whatever, his son. And she's been throughout the comics. The Salem Seven ended up killing her, and then Wanda would communicate with her on the spiritual realm. The ethereal realm, I think. So, like, Agatha's been a big part of the comics, but this is our obvious first introduction.
Can I throw a theory out there, quick?
Absolutely.
So, I'm going to just guess that Agatha is going to become sort of like Emperor Palpatine to Anakin. And she's going to bring her along in the dark side. Be like, oh, yeah, your kids, yeah, they weren't real, but you can make them real. Oh, and you want Vision back? He's not really back yet, but I can help you make that happen.
This was the interesting thing with this episode.
You would, David.
I would.
Agatha was almost playing us as the Watcher.
Yeah.
Because she was like, hey, let's go down memory lane, and she does the same hair trick that Doctor Strange did with Thor.
Not exactly the same.
Not exactly. Because
one is going down memories and the other's for transportation.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but it's interesting because she's like, I don't know how you did this. And the previous episode kind of threw a wrench with the Agatha all along thing. Agatha was just throwing a wrench into this to try to figure out what triggers Wanda.
Well, not necessarily. Actually, she was trying to pull Wanda out of it. She even says that. Like, I was here trying to get
but
you to
snap out of
it. But
what's her motivations for pulling her out of
to
it?
To be able to That's talk to her. Question. I think that was the point, was actually be able to communicate and be like, how did you do
this? I think that crown that was on her mother is significant because if you look in the vision of Wanda, when the Mind Stone is enhancing her already pre-existing abilities... Obviously, Scarlet Witch is wearing a crown.
Yeah, which goes back to what we first started talking about. The only thing is, I don't think Agatha's mother was a Scarlet Witch. I don't think so at all. Different powers, maybe the myths give you something. She's a high level witch, like a kind of like a sorcerer supreme for the Eldritch magic.
So we need to talk about the colors associated with magic in the MCU. So, the blue is just like, I think, a basic witch. Or somebody said that
Atlantic
it could
magic.
Be related to the Atlantean magic.
Yeah, that's what.
So, it's kind of like, oh my God, are we getting Namor finally?
I think that's. We already knew that from Black Panther.
We knew that from Endgame when she said there was earthquake under Wakanda.
No, she said there was a mild subduction under the African plate. Come on, man.
Okay. All right. We're getting
Namor.
Technical.
It's the same one.
Yeah. Could be Namor. Also, could be the world serpent.
So,
to show up in Thor: Love and Thunder, for the record.
Yes, it could be, but I think obviously it's Namor because Namor is tied to Black Panther. So the purple magic. This is another Mephisto Matt running Fat Deadpool running down the trail of Mephisto. Because I don't care what anybody says. Everybody's like the big cameo. Now people are saying that the big cameo was the one we got in the mid-credit scene.
Oh, of Double Vision.
Double Vision, yeah. Which is stupid. There's obviously
Paul Bettany's always want to work with himself. That's it's horrible.
Well, that was the thing.
He's like trolling.
It was him trolling.
He was like, it's trolling with us.
I don't believe that. But
I don't either. I think this is it's what this season has done for MCU fans is a constant red herring. Other than Agnes.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, Marvel actors are given specific instructions to say certain things and say and not say certain things on press junkets. So he was obviously he took it upon himself to say whatever he was saying, but he's been instructed to say certain things. Like, that's why they don't trust Tom Holland with anything, because you can't trust him.
I like how they played on that recently with him, like, putting out different names.
I can't wait to watch Spider-Man Home Fries. I'm so excited.
I know.
So, there was an interesting video I saw today. Side note completely. So, there was three fake titles that came out, right?
Home Slice.
There was Home Slice, Home Wrecker, and Phone Home. Somebody pieced together scenes from all three different Spider-Men.
And one of them was when
Tom Hollins was sitting on the fire escape calling Aunt May. And then there was a scene with Andrew Garfield where he shut the door in Amazing Spider-Man and it shattered. And then, of course, the famous scene with Tobey Maguire where he throws the pizza boxes up on the counter.
Pizza time.
Pizza time. That's what they were doing. And I was Home like, slice. Oh, we're going to get it.
I don't know how we are in this, but they should have had one called Home Door just from the scene of him being like, you'll get your rent when you fix this damn door. Yeah, that would have been rent.
So back to the magic. Back to the magic. So the purple magic is out of the dark realm, and the basically the, like, you can equate it to Dormammu.
Yeah, well, obviously it is. Yeah.
So he's, but the main villain per se out of the dark realm is either Nightmare or Mephisto.
But they're all in the dark realm.
From the dark realm, though, does he?
The dark dimension. He presides over the dark realm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because he's. Yeah, so I could be wrong, but of everything I've read, it looks like that's the way they're going. All right, let's talk about her basement. Now that we got more visuals of it, and then, like,
all of her runes glow
there's
purple.
There's the scene. All of her runes grow purple.
One of them is shaped like the House of M logo.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if David noticed that because David's not aware of small things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I watched a video after, and then I figured it out.
I am quite aware of small things.
All right. Can we talk about which YouTuber we watch
most?
I actually found one recently that just explains a bunch of Marvel history. And let me see if I can find him. I legit found him two years ago.
So my go-to is New Rockstars. Yep. Eric Voss is great. Yep. But there's this other one called The Canadian Lad.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Where he watches everything in 2.5 speed.
Oh, nice.
So he slows everything down and watches the episode in that and then breaks it down.
Oh, I have to. Well, I can't look it up. I do, obviously, New Rockstars. There's Screen Crush.
Yeah, New Rockstars is fantastic.
I like watching Screen Crush. I used to like The Question as well, but the guests they've been bringing on lately, The Big Question. And Rogue Theory, lately their guests have been kind of trash, so I haven't really cared.
Like, that fat guy was annoying.
Oh, he's terrible.
Yeah, he's horrible.
There's one other that I watch. He's an Australian guy, I think.
Oh, Comic Storian is what I've been looking at lately.
Ooh, I've caught a couple of his.
Yeah, they're like 2 hours long sometimes, and I'm like, yo, I'm learning.
Yeah.
I know more about Marvel history than I know about pre-World War II America now.
Yep. Who cares about World War II?
Because World War II doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
Sorry, Jeff. Anyway, so back to the magic. So purple's Dark Realm. Blue, we're assuming it's Atlantean. And then you have red. Red is Chaos Magic, which we get a direct first time in MCU canon, the word Chaos Magic, which I don't know about you, but I literally lost my mind when
a lot of my friends have been telling me that like they hated this episode because we didn't get anything out of it. I'm like, are you serious? We just got the biggest flex from Disney possible saying, hey, guess what? We have the X-Men now. Chaos Magic and Scarlet Witch are mentioned in the same two sentences.
Yeah.
Like, that's not even a reveal, this but it's a big thing, confirmation.
Like, casual MCU fans that don't know a lot about comic lore will watch this episode and be like, oh, okay, yeah, it's the classic trope of sitcoms where you go in the second to last episode and do flashbacks. Well, of course they're going to do that because that's what we got is sitcoms.
Even take flashbacks out of it entirely. And if you look at most large-scale franchises that have more than a couple of episodes, like look at the Harry Potter series where they have like eight movies. The last movie before the finale was the first half of the last book, and it was kind of a boring movie, but it was setting the stage
a little bit
for everything that was going to happen in the next one. Yeah. That's what this episode was doing. It was clarifying a couple of things and then setting the stage for the finale where we get White Vision, which I think is going to be a resurgence of Ultron. I don't know how they can do that easily.
We're going to get to that, and I'll explain how they're going to do it. So basically, long story short, we finally get to see the Sokovian timeline of Wanda. And then we get the coolest way possible to say, hey, this chick had powers all along.
Which they might not have thought about that before they had the X-Men's rights. But they're like,
we
can absolutely retcon this. And then make it work. So, of course, this episode was very good for
that. MCU is really good at that because they're like, all right, we're going to run with this theory, but we're going to hint enough to say, because they, if you remember in Age of Ultron, they were like, we got two enhanced.
In the field is actually what he says.
Yeah.
Come on, Matt.
This is why we brought Jeff on to correct us.
Great.
Jeff is like, producer extraordinaire. Yep. Anyways, so
I just like arguing.
that's all it is. So we have the groundwork laid for mutants all the way back in Ultron. And if you're not aware of the mutants and all that stuff, the whole storyline, you're like, oh, enhanced people. Okay, they're just people with superpowers. The Mind Stone triggered something and it gave it powers, because we saw so many in movies where there was an interaction with the Mind Stone or an interaction with an Infinity Stone and you got powers out of it. That's great. Now we got a direct, absolute thing where she's like, you use probability hexes to stop that bomb from going off. And then if you remember the commercial with the toaster, the beeping was way faster.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
And then you watch the actual scene with young Wanda and young Pietro, you see that the beeping slows down through the entire thing until she's pulled out of it, which is, I'm assuming, that the Hydra agents pulled her and him out, and that's why the scene ended. It doesn't really say.
Or the rescuers in general, maybe.
Yeah. But the thing that she said is, Pietro's like, maybe they're here to help us, and she's like, maybe they're the ones that did it. So, like, Wanda's been dark from day one. She's always been smarter, which makes me think that those weren't her biological parents.
Oh, no, I'm pretty sure they weren't. Also, the first time you...
Really?
In the comics,
that's where you went with
in
that?
The comics, they weren't. But I think we just got proof in the MCU that they weren't their biological parents.
So, is her and Pietro twins? Or are they both... Those aren't her... Neither one of them's biological parents.
Well, I think they're both adopted.
Yeah, and generally speaking, if there are twins up for adoption, you adopt both, I imagine.
Okay, so do you think the actual parents, their parents, are the ones in the commercial?
No, I think their actual parents are Magneto and whoever Magneto decided to bed.
I forgot what her name was.
But yeah.
I forgot who
that's why
was
I wanted to see Ian McKellen as the big cameo, but I don't think it'll happen because Bettany's already worked with him.
I'm really putting my guns on...
Luke Skywalker. No,
Pacino?
Not Mark Hamill. Unless he's Nightmare. If it's Mark Hamill as Nightmare or Al Pacino as Mephisto.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That would be it. Yeah. Those two. Those are my two things.
I want the guy who plays Jeff Winger in Community to play Nightmare or Mephisto.
Joel McHale.
Dude, he's a good actor. Yeah.
He's awesome. He would be good at it.
He would be really good.
I would love to, I just started watching Community a couple weeks ago, and I'm loving that show. That's all.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I remember Jeff texted me, and he was like, "Hey, what are your thoughts on Community?" I'm like, "Watch until Troy leaves and then run away."
Well, see, I haven't seen that far either.
Yeah. So, all right, where did we leave off?
Spoiler alert, man.
Sokovia. Okay, so we saw the famous bomb scene that they talk about in Ultron.
Right.
And then we go to her actually being tested. Now, this is probably the most interesting scene for me, other than a couple down the road. The fact that, so we see the Hydra agents looking through the glass, telling her to walk up and touch the Loki scepter. she's walking up there. Yeah, there it is. You got it. And she's.
I'll touch Loki's scepter. So it's cool.
So she walks up, and then it looks like she used some kind, like, in, if you know Wanda, she's like, "Oh, I'll just pull this out with my magic and do that." But no, the stone comes out on its own, and then we get the vision in the yellow with it breaking open, and then we see in her eyes first the shadow of the person coming down, and I'm like, "Oh my God, that's future Wanda, clearly." And so now we need to talk about multiverses.
Ooh, can I throw something out there first? So yeah. we get people that get their powers from the Time Stone. Obviously, Wanda had her powers already. The Time Stone helped bring them, or the Mind Stone helps bring them out. You get Captain Marvel, and probably Maria Rambeau had some powers from her exposure to it, and that's maybe why
to the Tesseract.
And that's why
that was the Tesseract.
What did I say? Mind Stone?
No, oh, yeah. You were right. You said
right.
Oh,
okay, yeah. So,
the Mind Stone was Wanda. Yeah. The Tesseract was Captain Marvel.
So they've been getting powers from that for a while. So we had the snap happen in Infinity War. We had the reverse snap happen in Endgame. And then another snap happen all within 5 years on Earth, like exploding a bunch of cosmic energy.
So I didn't think about that. Yeah.
So if people like Wanda have latent powers or like a dormant X gene, for example, those genes could then get hit with that cosmic energy, and all of a sudden we have mutants. And that's a really easy way to make it happen.
Dude, that's a really good point.
It's a really convenient way to do it, because they really harped on the CMBR or the CBR, whatever the acronym was in the first two
cosmic
episodes.
Background radiation.
The third episode. Yeah, so the radiation from the Big Bang, which you could be like, "Oh, yeah, it's just another reference to the Infinity Stones." Yeah. Yep. But it's also a way of saying that, like, look at Monica. She went through the hex 3 times, and now she has powers. I'm sure she had something underlying.
Well, and think about it. She was around for one of those 3 snaps. She was snapped out with one of them, and then she was around for Tony's snap. So she would have gotten some of that residual energy.
Yeah.
So she might have.
And then, but also there's 4 snaps when you think about it.
Well, yeah.
If you really want to go,
I don't know if Thanos' snap when he destroyed the stones would have been as impactful on Earth because of the distance.
Oh yeah, no, it was red on Earth because they detected it,
but
yeah,
I don't.
The ringy dingy.
I don't know if first off the time it would take for that radiation to get to Earth would be. I don't know how far away that planet was, but they had to jump to get there. CBR doesn't move like that. CBR moves at the speed of light because it's just radiation. So it would.
And this is why we. So
even if it's at, let's say it's Proxima Centauri, like the closest solar system to Earth. Let's say that's where Thanos was for some reason. It would still take 4.5 years for that radiation to get back. So like. It could be, but I don't think he was that close to Earth.
I don't think so either.
Science.
Nerd. That's what I was thinking.
Big time. Let me go get the Star Trek encyclopedia.
I saw an article that said that, like, oh, it's Wanda's mother who was the vision
of
the thing.
Yeah, I saw that too.
And I was like, there's no way. There's no way. It's a future version of herself coming through the multiverse. And directing her powers and enhancing her powers through the
multiverse thing's kind of cool because she may be a Nexus being, right?
She has to be
100%.
She's
100%.
If they're confirmed
yet, if they're going the route with chaos magic and Scarlet Witch. She's a and then they drop the Nexus pills that say changes your reality. Okay. There's 100% confirmation.
That Nexus, so, Nexus mainframe could be that just Tony was at.
But let's say she is the Nexus being that we assume she is. Then her recognizing Evan Peters Pietro as Pietro makes sense. Because she would would recognize him as Pietro.
We need to talk about that because, like, at first watch, I was super disappointed because she said Pietro.
Yeah.
Like, fake Pietro. Yeah, and I was like, oh.
It was a joke. She said it as a joke. That's all.
She said it because she doesn't understand multiverses. Because she didn't bring him in here, she just controlled him.
Yeah.
That's how you have to look at it. Chrysalum possession on him and controlled him. She didn't manifest Pietro. Wanda did that.
Hold on, I don't think so. We need to talk about this since we didn't have an episode for that episode. I don't think we did. Did we?
I didn't.
I don't think so. There is a scene when, you know, the episode where Pietro shows up and she opens the door into the back of his head, and then it cuts to Darcy, like, watching the screen, being like, they recast Pietro. Like, she re...
Yep.
If you pay attention to that scene where she's going to recast... They recast Pietro. In the background, the breach alarm's going off. As in someone went in or came out of the hex.
And so, like, this is the crazy thing, because I know we talked about that, David, on the first episode.
Okay, so we did
back.
Talk about that. Yeah, I couldn't
remember. We did talk about that because nobody else in YouTube world with reactions and Easter eggs picked up on
No
that.
One did. Yeah, it's... crazy.
Nobody did.
I didn't see
and
that
that's
anywhere.
All I'm thinking. I'm like, does nobody realize that the breach alarm is going
so,
off?
You guys,
it's weird that no one picked
so
that up.
So do you think that that was the actual Quicksilver from the X-Men universe?
Here's the thing. If that Quicksilver is just a regular guy, how is he able to move that fast with just being mind controlled by Agatha? Like, how is that
That's
possible?
A good point. Yeah, he did move like that. I mean, unless he's Mephisto and has, like, just all devil powers and whatever. I don't know if they can do that, but...
I don't think that's what
the
Mephisto
only thing...
had. I honestly think that it is Evan Peters from the Fox movies.
Yeah, I still would.
Coming through the multiverse.
Wait, Agatha erased Wanda's mind in the comics, right? She just erased Quicksilver's mind then. He has no idea where he is. And she's just pulling his strings, but his mind is empty. That's really easy.
I think that's what
it is.
That's
really easy.
Yeah. That's a really easy way to explain it. And this is what leads me to think the cameo is not going to be a big villain. I think it's going to be Magneto.
That makes the most sense. And her going,
it makes the most sense.
Would be a huge
like
thing.
Think of it this way. So we have the next episode. Let's just jump out of this because we talked pretty much about the whole episode at this point.
Yeah.
The big things, other than White Vision coming in the thing. So let's lead to the next episode. Let's jump into theories.
White Vision episode. Showed up and they just needed some of Wanda's power stuck on the drone to make it happen. Like that's all that was.
And he had like a Tony Stark esque arc reactor in his forehead.
It looks like that. I don't know if that's
It looks like it, but it's probably not.
It's the exact thing.
No, here's the thing though. They said they needed the power to turn him back on. From Wanda. Like, they needed magic to do it, so why would they need an arc reactor, too?
It's not an arc reactor, but is a tie back to Tony, who created Vision.
Yeah, it looks like an arc reactor. I just
could
hope
be a power regulator
somehow
or something,
start,
yeah.
something. It's, you know what it is? It's a focus part of his head to shoot that beam at him.
That's what it is. Yeah, and
like Tony can shoot that out of his chest.
And if it was Stark Tech that they put into it, then
I think it was.
And then White Vision's gonna go try to kill Wanda, then she gets to wait to have Stark kill her again. Just like the bomb, the reference from a long time ago.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, the next episode is gonna be the most depressing and sad episode that I think we've seen. Because either way, at least one of the visions is going to die, and Wanda is going to have to kill it.
Again,
I don't think so.
Again,
I don't think so. I think one of the visions going to die, but I think it's the vision that's going to kill him.
I think it's going to be Wanda. Let me explain.
Okay, you explain yours. I'll explain mine because I think I have a theory.
So, I have zero opinions on this. I will decide who has a better opinion.
Okay. All right. Oh, good.
Perfect.
Let's put some money down, like we did last episode.
I have $3 now.
So, we're obviously leading up to some sort of battle. And then I remember there was a scene in like one of the trailers or something where it was Wanda talking to Vision in the outfit she's wearing now, saying, "This is our home. We need to protect it." And they fly off and they look like they're about to go to a fight. Clearly, that's in reference to White Vision. Now, White Vision is Vision without the personality. Yeah. Also, if you remember, Vision was part Jarvis, part Ultron, part Tony, and part Bruce.
Yeah.
I think Hayward figured out most of the Ultron part of it. And either Vision is, or Hayward is doing this out of his own accord, or Ultron is manipulating him to recreate Ultron.
Okay.
But so White Vision is going to kill Wanda Vision, the one that's in the Hex, because he can't leave the Hex, so he's just going to kill him and get rid of him. Wanda's going to have to kill that Vision, but the fact that she's killing another Vision is going to break her. It's going to be a complete breakdown, because at that time, she's going to find out that her kids aren't real. They're all part of the Hex. She's going to find out that Agatha was pulling strings more than she thought.
Wow.
And I think we're going to either
With you 100% on this. Wow.
Continue. That's fine. Continue.
I'm normally wrong, though, so that's fine.
That's why I'm going to keep going, because I'm almost, I'm 99% sure this is how it's going to play out.
All right, I'll tell you my theory.
So, we got Agatha. I think Agatha is going to invoke her master, because she's going to get beat down pretty quick. Because if she's not in an environment where there's hexes around to control who's there,
yeah,
it's over. Like Agatha's not as powerful. She's manipulative, but she's not as powerful. There's somebody else pulling her strings, and I think the fact that we have White Vision, we have Tommy and Billy, which one of the kids actually was the youngest kid in Hill House, if you don't know that.
He was the youngest
kid in Hill House.
Like young Luke? Man.
Yeah, he was Luke.
God, young Luke
in Hill House.
Oh, Amanda's going to lose her mind when I show her that later.
Yeah, I think it's the one that's Wiccan.
By the way, just a heads up for nerd people, Haunting of Hill House, the greatest scary season of all time. The best writing.
David didn't like
the best anything. Like, it's perfect.
David didn't like Bly Manor.
Bly Manor was okay. It was okay. It just didn't live up to the creepiness that I got from Hill House. Like, Bly was all right. Exactly. It was all right. It was a cool story. Wasn't as creepy as Hill House. Plus, Hill House went through grief. Like, it went through the 7 stages of grief. And that was amazing. Yeah. Such good writing.
Yeah, and it didn't rely on jump scares.
My theory is going to end up that Wanda breaks down completely, and either Agatha wipes her memory, or we get a reverse House of M where the Hex just expands.
Okay.
Because they've foreshadowed the Hex expanding and the Hex creating, and it's at extreme times of panic or grief when that happens. So like the Halloween episode, she was panicking because she was going to lose Vision, because Billy or Tommy, I always forget who's who, they told her that Vision is dying. Dad's dying. So she froze everything, exploded out the Hex, and we got a little bit more area, surface area.
Okay. Are you done, or you want to hear mine?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so I think if you do simple math, like you have White Vision, normal Vision, you have Wanda, you have Agatha, and you have... Are we going with Photon or Spectrum?
Just call her Monica for now, right?
Monica.
Yeah, call her Monica for now, because it's hard to tell.
And Pietro. So, simple math of a good end battle. You have 3-on-3. Darcy's not quite in there. She's going to play one small part.
Darcy
and then
probably doesn't end up with superpowers either.
No, obviously not. But she'll be the person who get to the machine to flip whatever switch kind of concept. Like, she'll be the one
person.
Yeah,
her and Jimmy will play the utility.
Exactly.
Person.
Jimmy's not there, though. Jimmy was not in it, so he's not.
Jimmy was on the outside with...
Yeah, so there'll be some connection with him, like, punching Hayward, breaking something.
So Jimmy could be the one that introduces the aerospace engine.
Yeah, he'll be the guy in the chair and that... Oh, wait, we need to let David finish his theory.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Let me finish right here. Because we're going to go.
Jimmy's on the outside. We're gonna go There's off a the whole rails. Release of Vision into the thing before they can release Vision, full thing. Jimmy Woo does something, punches Hayward in the face, gets some kind of weird thing, like retribution in that. But at the very end, you have 3-on-3. Vision versus Vision, Wanda versus Agatha, and Monica versus Pietro. And so it's a constant battle of them switching out in between each one. As far as like Agatha goes, I think she gets beat. I don't think the real villain behind Agatha, which we all know it's Mephisto, is not going to be revealed to the very end. Maybe end credit scene. Like, that's the cameo. But we do know that Vision's going to beat White Vision, but there's not going to be just like a defeat of the two. I think it's going to be I defeated White Vision and then absorbed his corporeal form, making, reinventing Vision. So in the comic books, they actually do come together. I think I think Hex Vision defeats White Vision, takes his corporeal form, and supplants his consciousness into it. So we get Vision. I think Wanda beats Agatha to the point where she is insubmissive to, or is submissive to Wanda. And I think at some point in time, Monica maybe beats Pietro, and we get some kind of weird thing in that. So I think the good guys win at the end. I don't think it's left off with a cliffhanger of being like Vision's dead or they split up and she has to go through grief. I don't think they're going to send us through another grief-stricken episode of Wanda. Because even if you think she's going to be in the multiverse of madness, I think they're going to have some other concept to build the madness. There's no way they're going to play on this woman's pain from movie to movie to movie to season to into Doctor Strange, where we're constantly dealing with one person's depravity and just pain and suffering. They're not going to do that. She's going to end the season.
Can I?
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
You're optimistic to think that.
I'm not. I don't think
but,
so. I think
Multiverse of Madness is going to be basically the first horror movie of the MCU.
Okay. Oh, you're right. You're right. It is. But here's the thing. Hold on. Let me finish.
They're 100% going to play on Wanda's grief, at least through Multiverse
they
of Madness.
They are, but not in the way you think
this
it is.
This ties on. Into Spider-Man and Multiverse
okay,
of Madness.
Let me finish, dude. Let me finish. You don't have anyone who goes into the Multiverse of Madness who hasn't gone through madness and defeated it. That's the point. She's the guide. She's the one who went through madness and suffering and insanity to build my own hex. I know how to manage through this. She's the one going through it. She's the one who's going to make it through the madness because she's the only one who's ever dealt with it.
I'm going to jump in here. David, you're wrong.
Bull.
You're 100% wrong. Bull. You're 100% wrong.
Let's put the money down.
She didn't build the hex on purpose. So she's not actually worked through it. No, she hasn't worked through it. She doesn't know how to work through it. However,
if you're done with the season, we're not done with the season.
David, I let you talk.
I'm telling you right now, it's not going to end in a good. It's not going to be a happy ending.
Mark my words, this is on a podcast. We all know. And at the end, when it comes to the end of the season, and we get into Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness, if Wanda's the big bad in that, and she's just in the poster to look like she's helping, when really she's the problem, then you guys can come back.
But here's the thing.
As a good story,
listen,
arc,
I'll place a bet. I'll buy you a bottle of whiskey if you're right.
I'll buy you one if you're wrong.
Buy me.
How's that? If you're right. Yeah, sorry.
So here's somehow here's my theory. I'm gonna try to plan both of yours. So I like the idea of having a 3-on-3 battle, but that's gonna be super underwhelming after seeing something like Civil War with an 8-on-8 battle. We don't really need to see something like that, but I do like the idea of following.
It's gonna happen.
Well, I like the idea of the West Coast Avengers arc playing where, because it's the West Coast Avengers where Vision absorbs White Vision.
Yeah.
And since Vision, while he's in the Hex, has the Mind Stone for all practical purposes, because in Wanda's...
No, he has the real Mind Stone.
In Wanda's reality, that's the real Mind Stone. So inside that Hex...
No, in reality itself.
Yeah, inside the Hex, that's
she
real.
She manifested that real Mind Stone because it was the last piece in that when she created Vision, it was the last piece that
went
in.
It is currently only the real Mind Stone in the Hex. She hasn't been able to make a whole reality yet. She's going to.
Hold on. Can we talk about the fact that when Vision's deteriorating outside the Hex, when it shows him almost at the point of death, the only thing that was still not decaying was the Mind Stone?
Because the Mind Stone is that absurdly powerful. Now, once she completely loses her mind, which is kind of the House of M... version of her. She's crazy. When she loses her mind, she loses control of the hex, and that hex expands and it rewrites reality. That's what I think is going to happen. That's going to be a completely rewritten reality, and the only person who successfully can navigate the multiverse is Doctor Strange, because he already did.
So he's the guy.
14,607,000
Close.
Times.
Not quite. It's all right.
All right, Jeff.
I don't. All right. So yes, that's a good theory. I still don't think we end in this entire series on Wanda being devastatingly distraught.
No. We end it on that because there's the one thing the one thing that Marvel usually sucks at is making a good, memorable villain. And now we get a great, memorable villain with a backstory that we not only understand, we love, and we care about. Like,
and think about it this way. Every single one and done type things, like this is one season of WandaVision. We're not getting a second one. It's already confirmed.
Oh, it got confirmed? We're not getting another one?
It got confirmed that he was like, yeah, I'd never say never, but it's probably not going
to
happen.
They would need a really compelling reason to make it happen.
Exactly. So think of it this way. Every single movie, except for like maybe a couple, have ended in this happy ending to an extent. Marvel is playing this whole phase 4 of cosmic multiverse craziness completely different than they ever have. They're making this show as like a prequel, to 6-hour prequel to two other movies. There's no chance in hell that this is going to end up with everybody happy living in Westview and cooking breakfast for dinner.
I'm not saying happy. I'm just saying I don't think they're going to destroy Wanda.
Oh, they're going to destroy Wanda because we need to have.
I don't think she's the villain.
Here's the thing: we need to have some sort of multiverse appear for someone like Peter Parker during No Way Home.
You don't have to destroy someone to have that appear.
She's the only person that can rewrite reality so far.
Doesn't mean you have to destroy her.
David, you put too much faith in the good. This is supposed to be the most depressing stuff that we've seen. It's all like they would not plant such deep seeds of movies 12 movies ago about Wanda's grief and then have Vision killed twice in front of her.
They're already following.
One by her hand.
They're following the House of M storyline sort of as it can fit into the MCU.
Yes.
So it would make sense to make that feasible with the characters we have, and now adding in the X-Men into it, I would love to see a real, as close to a House of M as we could get. Obviously, we don't have a Wolverine that we know yet in this universe, and I know Wolverine's kind of
until Falcon
Winter Soldier.
Until
we can
Falcon
get him.
Winter
Soldier. So
who plays Wolverine?
Ooh,
MCU. Who plays him?
I have no idea. I think they're going to find somebody completely unknown.
Well, that's the point.
But I have
who would
feeling...
you pick? No, I'm not saying who is going to play him. Who would you pick?
Who would I pick?
Who would you pick?
Man,
fuck it. Hugh Jackman.
Carl.
Oh, man. I don't know who I would pick. I don't really know enough.
You know who I would love, but I don't think that would ever happen, is Carl Urban.
He's already been in the MCU. Can't use him.
Oh,
Scourge.
That's right.
I only know this because he's my doppelganger, so I know everything he's been in.
Yeah. Because he was fantastic. He would be a great Wolverine because of the voice.
He's got the great voice for it. He's a super visceral kind of actor as well.
Yeah.
He's very physical, which is kind of what you need.
So,
we need someone who's a theater actor. We need a thespian, someone who can actually embody a character and forget you're watching. You forget you're watching someone acting.
Mm. I know who I'd pick.
Who?
Jensen Ackles with sideburns.
Ooh.
Who's that?
From Supernatural.
Jensen Ackles.
Which one?
Dean.
Dean.
Is Dean the one that is Dean the long hair or short hair?
Short hair.
Short hair.
That's too pretty.
It's Wolverine.
Yeah, but they can make him rough.
They can make him all scarred up.
Oh. Hang on. Wait. Anson Mount.
I don't know who that is.
No one knows who Anson Mount is unless you watch Star Trek. He plays.
No one watches Star Trek, Jeff.
Well, dude,
no one
he's
watches.
Only in Discovery
no
Season
one watches.
2. He's in Discovery Season 2, and it's freaking terrible.
How about you Discovery a new different series?
Okay,
Star Trek sucks,
look,
dude.
Do you remember? Do you remember the?
Here we go.
No, I'm joking.
Here we go.
Do you remember the 2009 reboot?
Right? I don't remember any of that.
Okay, I so Captain Christopher Pike. He plays Pike in Discovery.
Okay.
Oh, and Samantha okay.
The dude is, he's Space Daddy. That's what we call him. He's handsome enough to be handsome, but if you beat him up a little bit, he's definitely rugged. Think like Jamie Lannister, but beaten up a little bit and kind of gruff, like Geralt of Rivia sort of thing.
So,
all right, let's get back on track.
Oh, never mind. Let's get Henry Cavill. He's too tall. He's too tall to play him. Never mind.
I have a different. Too tall. Did you guys ever watch the Sherlock with Benedict?
Yes.
Know them?
Yeah.
Moriarty. He would be amazing to be in the MCU at all. I
Not
love
Wolverine
that guy.
Though.
Yeah.
Not like, Wolverine.
No,
not Wolverine.
Moriarty. You know who Moriarty MODOK. Would be?
Modesto. MODOK.
No. Nightmare.
He would be a great nightmare. Yeah.
Actually, he'd be a good Mephisto.
Wait.
Is there a story arc in the comics where Mephisto is screwing around with Spider-Man, and Spider-Man has to make a deal with him where Spider-Man's friends don't remember him anymore, but they're always going to be safe? Am I right about that?
I believe
you are. That sounds like something.
And that's what we're going to talk about when we get closer to after episode 9 of WandaVision. When everything breaks open and we kind of get a view of what's going on, I want to do a recap episode. And you touched on something I want to talk about because I've seen. All right, sometimes I skip leaks, but Spider-Man, I don't care.
Yeah.
Enough, so I check like leaks and see and set photos and stuff. He's walking around New York like nothing ever happened.
I know. No one pays attention to him. Yeah.
Nobody pays attention.
Spider-Man
to
is.
Him. Spider-Man. Yeah. And this is fallout after. WandaVision and Far From Home because this is the crazy thing we didn't talk about now that we're on the witches thing is the dude from Curb Your Enthusiasm the black guy.
Okay, I don't know the show. I only know Fake Bernie. Home? I don't know anyone else.
Yeah, so you remember Far From Home?
Are you talking about Childish
the black
Gambino?
Teacher?
Oh,
No, the black teacher. I can't remember his name, but it's going to kill me.
He's in the MCU already. Like, obviously.
He's in the MCU already. Yeah. He was the teacher that, like, when Peter put on the Edith glasses, he said a deep knowledge of witchcraft.
Yeah.
And then he was like, they were watching videos of Mysterio's like illusions, and he was like, man, this looks like witches. They're talking. So.
Oh yeah, he's the detention monitor and the phys ed teacher in the first.
So
one.
The teacher that I'm talking about in Far From Home is the black guy that's like in everything else like. But so basically the whole theory that I'm saying is that WandaVision is in November of 2023. Far From Home is in July of 2024. So we've already got the merging of the realms or the multiverses because J. Jonah Jameson is in Far From Home at the end of it, who's the Sony version of J. Jonah Jameson. And the multiverse has already happened. So, long story short, David, you're 100% wrong.
How am I wrong?
And
no, your current theory is wrong, but your older theory was right.
My current theory is not wrong.
Yes. Your current theory is 100%
wrong. Explain to me how
wrong.
My current. You talking about my current theory that this is
like
going to end bad? That theory?
No. Your theory of saying that WandaVision is going to end all hunky dory and Wanda's going to be. Yeah, it's wrong. It's 100% wrong because the reason why multiverses are happening already and we've seen it is evidence that this is going to end so poorly for everybody.
All right, so I'm going to go and prove you wrong real quick. So the multiverse already existed way beyond before even Infinity War because the whole point of I just watched Doctor Strange, that whole thing, the knuckle ring that he puts on. She says,
the knuckle ring,
whatever that is,
the sling
ring.
She
says explicitly that this is the gateway to the multiverse. You can open up the multiverse with this ring. He only uses it to travel across like the earth, but that thing is
no, he uses it as a magical foci so he can actually perform magical spells. Everybody needs their sling ring to be able to transport between. Any place. He needs the sling ring to be able to do anything.
David, but you're right that the multiverse existed, but the fact that the multiverse is falling apart now proves your theory wrong.
Okay. So he can't travel multiverses? She says you can travel the multiverse with the sling ring.
yes, Doctor Strange can, but you have to factor in that Wanda is a depressed, grief-stricken being that is the same across all multiverses. The Nexus part of her is that she's a part of all the multiverses, and if she falls apart, everything else is going to fall
apart. Money on the table. Here we go. Hold on. Okay. I'm not done.
Money on the table.
Not done with my theory yet. Hold on. Final thought. Here's my final thought. The kids who you say are not real, they end up becoming real. They're part of the new generation of the Avengers.
That's fair.
Okay. Your whole idea that she has to kill Vision again and that like ends his storyline and she goes into grief doesn't sound like a good story. What really would happen is the reverse. Vision has to live. Wanda has to die. So my bet is on Wanda dying. She's not in.
No, because we already know she's going to be in the Multiverse of Madness. That's already been confirmed.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that. All right, yeah.
So, David,
so all
when
my theories
episode
are wrong,
9 airs...
Just in general.
Hold on.
They're all wrong.
So that is a rule.
When episode 9 airs... I prefer Maker's Mark for a sipping whiskey.
You got it, buddy.
But I mean, if you get me a bottle of Jack,
here's my theory
I'll be
on why it's. Hold
too.
On, here. One Anyways. Last thing. Here's my theory on why it's not going to be so dismal at the end. Because at the end of Endgame, we had the universe was saved, but we lost our favorite people, and then we're like, all right, what's next? Spider-Man. We're like, well, he defeated, but we lost Spider-Man in a sense in that too. And so if they come out with WandaVision and they're like, hold on.
Wait, how do we lose Spider-Man?
Because his identity got exposed. Like he's already up Craps Creek. Like it's
that doesn't
just
matter.
Bad.
That doesn't matter because the index isn't a thing yet. It's
that's not my point. The theme and the theory behind it is you worked all this hard just to be proven that you were the villain at the end. And that's the point. And so at the very end of this, of it being like Vision dies and Wanda becomes the villain again, it's a constant repeat of being like, all of your heroes are now becoming either dead or villains. And that now you, which makes sense, like it's rolling that way. But then we have Falcon the Winter Soldier. And they're teaming up with Nemo, which what it seems like in the trailer, or in the thing.
You want to hear
Well, no, I don't. I'm putting my bets on the table. Hold on.
Wait. You mean Zemo?
Zemo, Nemo. Yeah, sorry. I got
Nemo
up.
The Dream Master? Yeah. I know we're kids of the 80s, so like that's a thing.
So Zemo
or Nemo the fish.
I was thinking more fish than I was because I was
Finding
thinking Namor.
Zemo is the first episode.
Finding
you know what I'm
Zemo.
Saying? So it just seems like every movie coming out is going to end dismal. And just going to end in a sad note, which might be true.
Because this is what the MCU is doing. The MCU is doing a different kind of redemption arc because they don't have the top five Avengers to fall back on. They don't have Tony. They don't have Cap. They don't have Natasha. They might have the Hulk. They might have Thor.
Yeah, Ruffalo is not getting a lot of work elsewhere, and obviously Chris Hemsworth loves playing Thor, so they have Thor.
Yeah, so either way, we don't have the Avengers to fall back on as they're going to be, like Stark put, the event or the Revengers or whatever he said in Endgame. We have to have a deeper storyline because there's so many connecting universes. Because we're going out of Earth itself.
Thor already...
All the problems came to Earth. And, we had Thor. We
no,
had
I was just
Ant-Man.
Thor already called his team in Ragnarok the Revengers. So that's already been played.
Yeah, he did. So we have to look at it a little bit differently because it's not so much a cut and dry black and white story. It's one of those stories where there's so much happening.
That's fair.
Behind the scenes where you need Wanda to break because one, we need an intro to the mutants now that we have them. We need an intro to the multiverse now that we have it. And we need to tie up Spider-Man storyline and we need a good sequel for Doctor Strange because, I mean, let's be honest, it was a pretty straightforward movie that had some cool parts, but to give Doctor Strange a sequel that doesn't tie into the Avengers is kind of
right because with Doctor Strange they followed the formula like they did with Iron Man, like they did with Thor, like they did with Black Panther. With Doctor Strange, it's a completely different world where you're talking about magic, when you have all this technology stuff. Even like they took the Falcon and turned him into a like a tech military guy instead of Mystic. Because the Falcon used to just be like a dude in a cape that had a bird named Redwing, and now the Redwing is a cool ass drone. I love that change. They made the military realism feel well, which is why I say we're not on Earth 616. Can't be. We're Very not. True. We're not quite right. What's the guy? Mysterio was full of shit when he said that. Like,
oh yeah,
he was just like yeah. I need to pick a number. God, crap. 616. That's fine. We'll just go with that. Yeah.
But it also makes me think, because if it's after WandaVision, maybe there's some documentation or something that shows Earth 616.
Exactly. And like, that's fine. And that's why fake Nick Fury is like, okay, I buy that. The multiverse is real anyway. I buy that. We'll find out how everything ends in a couple of days anyway, David. Do I get whiskey if you're wrong too?
Yeah, I'll buy you some.
All right, cool. So I should
buy it tomorrow, because chances are I'm wrong all the way around.
Well, we already said you're wrong. Yeah. Well, I like...
And then another wrench into your thing is if Pietro, Peter, Quicksilver, Fox X-Men, whatever, is really just being under Agatha's control, he's inherently a good guy. He's an anti-hero, but he's a good guy. So he's going to wake up from whatever's going on and be like, what is going on? Monica's going to fill him in, and he's going
to
be on the
then
good
you would
guy's
have
side.
To bring in, fair too. You'd have to bring in Mephisto at that point, or Nightmare. You'd
have
to bring
in the next
The
devil
villain.
Could be super OP against people. That'd be a really cool bad
you'd
guy
have to be,
have.
You'd have to do that.
He's going to be... He could be a Thanos-level thing, but then we also have to remember that Ant-Man and Quantumania is happening. And the big bad in that is King the Conqueror.
I would guess that they're considering making Kang the Conqueror the next big bad of the universe, like Thanos. But it would make sense to use Galactus instead.
Galactus is 100%.
Yeah.
Gonna okay, be the big so, bad because they're bringing in Fantastic Four, so obviously Silver Surfer is gonna come in. Sword's already in play. Like, there's so much that's
so,
coming
since,
out of this.
Since we're going to wrap up in a minute, can I ask you guys a couple questions quick? Really just one question.
Yeah.
Two questions.
How do I know who's I'm wrong all the time? Is that the...
Because you don't read comics or Wikipedia articles that explain things.
No, I don't. Yeah.
Because that's what I do.
And David puts the faith in that everything's going to end up...
Yo, you watched The Haunting of Hill House, and you're going to tell me everything ends well? Come on.
No, I'm talking about Marvel. I'm saying like a pattern. I'm looking at patterns. I'm looking at storytelling.
Well, I
not
mean,
like
considering
comics
the, considering the
I'm looking at
considering the giant failure that DC is, Marvel has a nice little gap to jump in to be like, hey, we're going to make some dark movies. And here comes Deadpool. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, God. Can't wait.
So,
yeah.
So here are my questions, and like the last two, just to, because I don't want to bore people for too long. We have... All right, who is your cameo? Who's going to be the cameo coming up in the next episode? Who do you want to see, and who do you want to see play them? Like, final...
So I'll go first.
And then we already said we threw a couple things out, but who do you really want?
So I want Magneto.
Which version?
Michael Fassbender. Because it makes sense with Pietro being that version.
They did touch on that a little bit in one of the movies, right?
Yes. So obviously, like, it's been hinted at that he's his father in the movies. And it makes sense because if you remember, he was pulled into the 80s, 90s episode of WandaVision. That's when he showed up.
Right.
And that was the timeline he was in X-Men at that time. So they're saying that this is the Pietro from the 80s X-Men. And Michael Fassbender is at that appropriate age where he's old enough to be Pietro's father and could potentially be Wanda's father. But Wanda being a Nexus being, she could be in any different multiverse, any different plane at any point. It doesn't matter if she wasn't in the Fox movies, because they can retcon that and be like, oh yeah, she was in this universe. As easy as that, being a Nexus being. Now, with that said, I don't know if we're actually going to get a big cameo. I think we're all just getting played. I have to be a realist. Okay. I hope it's Magneto, but David, go ahead.
I already said mine the episode before. I think what I would really, really want is like Al Pacino as Mephisto, because the devil, obviously. But what I think would be cool for fan service, I think I would play the cameo as Hayward, and it would be Mystique and Jennifer Lawrence playing Hayward.
Okay. Oh, that's cool to have Mystique as Hayward.
Yeah.
That's a cool move.
I think that would be, if I was writing for it, I would put Mystique as Hayward playing for Magneto, the person's like causing all this. It would be Hayward as Mystique.
We're going to call back to episode or X-Men, yeah. The first X-Men where she was like
Senator Magneto's. Kelly.
She yeah. did it again yeah. for Apocalypse too, but that's what I'm saying. She was more on the run, but she was always trying to stop people from creating things that were going to kill mutants. So I think it would be a cool reverse to make White Vision something that's supposed to kill. That doesn't really connect the dots, but
I think White Vision is like the first test.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that totally makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
I mean.
In this universe, because obviously White Vision in the comics was completely different.
You could combine the Sentinels and the Ultron program probably pretty easily. So for a while, I was Magneto as well. Like, I think seeing Ian McKellen would be great, but he's already worked with Paul Bettany, so that's not going to happen.
Jarvis.
So I don't know if he's worked with him or not, but I want Modor, Chiwetel Enver from Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
I want him to show up because he knows about the multiverse too.
He does. Yeah.
I want him to show up and be like, too many sorcerers. Oh, and witches too.
Oh, wow.
And so they bring him in as like a side bad guy for the rest of the franchise.
That's a good call.
I love that actor. He's awesome.
I think that they're going to play, because if we go off a track record, cameos usually mean a big bad
or at least someone new showing up, like Nick Fury showing up at the end of the first Iron Man.
A big good. You could have a big good. Yeah.
Big good is the dumbest term I've ever heard. Now, I've got another question that's a little off the rails but still in the realm of Marvel. What movie or series do you want to see that we haven't had announced yet for Phase 4?
I think everything from Phase 4 has been announced.
Okay. Yeah, but like what do you want?
Can I go with what I'm excited for Phase 4?
It's your show, Matt.
Loki. Loki.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's all connected, dude. It's all connected. We got the Time Variance Alliance. We have Morbius, E. Morbius, played by Owen Wilson. We have...
It's Mobius, not Morbius. Morbius is a vampire.
Yeah. Oh, Mobius. Sorry. Mobius, E. Mobius, played by Owen
Wilson.
Isn't it Mobius?
Mobius? His name is Mobius, isn't it?
I thought it was Mobius.
I got
E.
the Googles.
Google it. Google. I could be wrong. I'm probably wrong. See, David, you're not the only one that's wrong.
I'm always right. It's Mobius M. Mobius. I'm always right. I'm never wrong. Everyone owes me a bottle of whiskey.
Jeff's going to have so much whiskey. All right. What are you excited for?
Or me?
Who are you asking?
David.
No.
David. Am I creating a new series? Or what's the point of the next thing coming out?
Create a new series, a new movie, or what are you most excited about in 4?
Oh, I can tell you right now. I want a new Defenders. I want Matt Murdock. I want Luke Cage. I want Jessica Jones. I want a good Iron Fist coming out of the Ten Rings. Like, I want the tournament to be won by Iron Fist, and I want him to join up with the new Defenders. So I think they should be building now in all of this WandaVision and Spider-Man and Winter Soldier. The Defenders should be coming through now. And I really, really want to see Punisher, and I want it played by John Bernthal. I want that Punisher.
Who's John Bernthal?
He's the guy from Walking Dead.
Oh yeah. I want to keep the same people in those roles.
Except for Iron Man. They all did
a good job.
I mean, Iron Fist.
Except for Iron Fist.
Really,
what's his name? Danny Rand, the guy that played Danny Rand, Randy Dan, as we call him once in a while.
Randy Dan.
He's
Randy Dan.
He's He's fine. The writing in season two was pretty trash.
He's fine.
The actor is super capable of it. I think it'd be a good idea.
The writing was rough. Yeah. The actor wasn't bad. Wasn't bad.
And that's because it wasn't a full-on MCU property, so I think the writing
was rough. Right, yeah. He was okay. Luke Cage was amazing. I love that
guy. He's perfect.
Jessica Jones.
Same with Jessica Jones. Perfect. Oh, we talked about this last episode, too.
And
Jessica Jones, that series is phenomenal. I feel like they wasted David Tennant.
By killing him so fast. Except they did keep him around in her mind, though. So there's still that.
Yeah.
But now that we're going to bring them into the real MCU, it could be that Kilgrave exists in the MCU as well. And
well,
so we get to see that
again.
Technically
already does, but he's dead. That's the problem, is the Netflix
because they're not fully canon.
They can consider the Netflix Marvel universe a separate part of the multiverse. So when all of the things combine into one contained universe, if there's a Kilgrave that's in our MCU, Jessica Jones has to deal with another version of Kilgrave in real life.
They won't do that.
Oh, I think they will. They should.
They won't.
I'm most excited for Loki, I think, as far as the series go. But what I want to see is old man Cap.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see a Captain America version of Logan. That's what I want.
Yeah.
And there are rumors that Chris Evans is going to be coming back to play another role. We'll see.
Old man Cap. Hope they call it that. Yeah.
So my AirPods died, so you might come through my mic a little bit. I don't think
I can hear you.
We can call it.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's reel this in. We've kind of exhausted everything. I don't know where David went.
I'm right here. What are you talking about?
I see him.
Hopefully he's still there.
So we're
excited for.
What's going on?
I don't know what an exclamation point. It probably is battery.
What?
Died. So he's still recording, but
Matt's AirPods died, and he doesn't know how to use normal technology.
Did he snap me out of existence? Did I just get snapped by Matt?
I don't know what
just happened.
Snapped
me out of existence. I dusted
Anyways.
In front of you. I just went into dust particles.
Anyway, so obviously the season finale is Friday. Is it March 4th?
I don't know what day today is. So that's fine.
I'm checking the release date for Falcon and Winter Soldier. Is that what you're asking about?
WandaVision.
No, the season finale for Wanda is this Friday, which is March 5th.
That sounds about right. My dog's birthday is tomorrow, the 1st. So
happy birthday.
Happy birthday, he's Trunks. So we're excited, obviously. We got our theories out there.
And then we have 14 days until the first episode of Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
We also get on the following Friday between is the making of WandaVision.
Oh, that's nice. Very cool.
Like a gallery Mandalorian thing. We get the same kind of thing with that. So, all right. So this has been the Mad Hatter Cast. My name is Matt.
And I'm Jeff.
And you can follow us on Instagram at Mad Hatter Cast. You can listen to this anywhere. If you're not listening to it now, it's kind of weird that I'm promoting this, but we're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the whole nine.
Oh, like and subscribe.
Ooh, and hit that bell.
Like and subscribe to something.
Bell?
Leave us a review. If you listen to us on Anchor, you can actually leave a message for us and we can talk about it the next episode. But either way, we're excited for the season finale of WandaVision. Mainly now to see if David was completely wrong, or to see if I'm going to get a fat bottle of whiskey. So
whenever we start recording these in person, like when you guys are at the studio, there's going to be whiskey anyway.
Yeah.
So everybody gets some.
It's not going to be David buying Matt whiskey because he was wrong.
That's
whiskey.
True.
It's going to be David was wrong.
That's
whiskey.
A good whiskey. Either way, this has been the Mad Hatter Cast. What do we used to say?
Whatever it was dumb. So
that is dumb. Yeah.
Yeah, it was dumb. Either way, welcome to the multiverse. I don't know. Blah, 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 blah.
You have a good
night.
Have
a great night.